BBC Surrey with Mark Carter.
It's now 50 days until the opening ceremony and 51 to the first cycle race through Surrey. Chief Superintendent Gavin Stevens is from Surrey Police. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Outline, first of all, what do you think are the potential risks here?
Well, I mean, this announcement is all really part of us saying that we're ready and we're prepared and the Olympic Games will be here very, very soon. And what I'm really asking this morning is for listeners to start and get prepared for themselves. I mean, we are expecting big crowds of spectators. We've seen that from the torch relay. And we know from the Jubilee celebrations that there are likely to be travel disruptions and people need to be realistic and be tolerant about that. So my request this morning to everybody listening in is we're planned and ready. I'd encourage you to get planned and get ready as well. And there's a great website that people can go to. It's gosurrey.info. And on there are all the key dates and the road closures and everything that will help people make it go smoothly.
I think what we've learned from the celebrations for the Jubilee over the last few days, having sat here since the start of the weekend, is that on the whole, everybody had a fantastic time for the Jubilee celebrations. And what we don't probably want is for the Olympics to be marred, for example, by protesters.
I absolutely agree. I mean, we're really well prepared locally and nationally. I mean, we had a great Derby weekend. The Jubilee celebrations were fantastic. And we know from the torch relay that the crowds are really well behaved and they're excited about the event. But really, it only takes one protester to spoil this for millions of people. And that's where I need the support and help of communities like we do 365 days a year. Much of what helps us police is information that comes from our communities. And if you know of somebody that's planning something, or if you suspect somebody may be up to no good, then please report it. You can dial 101, which is a non-emergency number, or if you want to give information anonymously, then you can contact Crime Stoppers, which is a good way to get in contact.
Can I pin down how concerned you actually are about potential protesters hijacking the event, about maybe the likes of terrorism, and the threat of terrorism during these games? Because obviously, as we say, we want the Olympics to pass off peacefully and we don't want any trouble here in Surrey. Do you have specific concerns?
We have no specific intelligence that there's any threat to any of the events that we're policing in Surrey, but that doesn't stop us being prepared. So, of course, we've been testing and exercising over many months now to deal with serious crime, to deal with terrorist threats and so on. That's people would expect us to do that as part of our plan, but I must stress there's no specific intelligence. However, as we saw from the boat race, it only takes one person to disrupt enjoyment for many, and if you know somebody that's planning something, then, you know, please let us know and get in touch.
Now, how many other forces will actually help Surrey here? Because we're being told this figure of 450 extra officers from elsewhere. Why so many?
Well, there are lots of specialist skills involved in policing the Olympics. So to protect the athletes' village that we've got, for example, we need additional firearms officers and so on. So we do call on help from surrounding forces, and that's part of the national policing arrangement. We do that to help colleagues out in other forces for other events too. So this is a routine part of policing to get help from elsewhere.
So broadly speaking, where's the division of labour here? In other words, do the regular Surrey officers move specifically onto the Olympics, and those coming in from elsewhere move onto the day-to-day duties that would normally be carried out by the local officers?
No, our day-to-day duties will be carried out by Surrey officers, and I think that's a really important point, that none of this will detract us from providing a good service to our communities like we do every other day of the year. We will be there when people need us for other emergencies within Surrey. None of that will change. And every day we pursue those that are committing crime in Surrey, and we'll continue to do that to keep people safe.
But I think there is that fear, isn't there, that when you've got such a big event, particularly over that first weekend at the end of July, if all the focus goes on the Olympics, how many staff are actually then doing the day-to-day business? How many will be focusing on the rest of the county? Or is this a kind of welcome sign for, I don't know, burglars, car thieves, whoever it may be, to actually make a good opportunity to get in there and do their worst?
Absolutely not, no. I mean, one of the reasons for us getting support from outside is to make sure that none of this detracts from policing the streets of Surrey. In actual fact, from other forces that have had the torch really already, we've seen that the crowds have been really good-natured. There's been lots of people out on the streets, and, you know, that may be an opportunity for crime to go down because there's people out there preventing bad things happening. So, but we're going to provide a good service like we do every other day of the year.